This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Studio, Anthony Gucciardi's got breaking health news. We have Jerome Corsi joining us, Dr. Jerome Corsi, with huge breaking news. Generals conclude Obama is backing al-Qaeda. Washington Times, how Obama arms al-Qaeda. It's a big deal that the establishment right wing and then the libertarian arm of the right wing is exposing that al-Qaeda is being currently run by the government. Because they're not going to be able to put that genie back in the bottle when Republicans get in office. This is a victory on every front. It's a victory for InfoWars.com, and it's a victory for the military that helped expose this in the last 3 years with us. We've got the military we've got the republic we've got, the communist plan on bringing the government down, blaming capitalism for what's happened when insider elites did this. This is a carefully maneuvered program. And the left is being crushed right now because their program is so evil. So they're gutting the border. They're gutting the energy sources, trying to bankrupt us to make us dependent. That's why they've got leftists out trying to make contact with the libertarian movement and the real paleoconservative movement to try to neutralize us and trying to humanize them. And you just got a big dose of that in the last hour. A big dose of it. Because the left knows and the foundations know we are deprogramming leftists everywhere. They're buying guns. Their women are actually becoming real women and slinging their power around. And everybody's having a good time. And women are figuring out how to empower their men. And men are figuring out how to empower their women and be on a damn team against the world, against the tyrants. People are not wanting to gut their kids. 76% of in Gallup of high school students don't want to kill babies. It was the opposite in 1974 in polls. We're winning the culture war, and he knows it. You are the resistance. You have the power. We're not going to fight with the police, the military. We're going to walk in there and show them history, and they're going to know it. They already know it. We're going to remind them of it. We're not going to have the Civil War if we have our way. And when the leftists blow up federal buildings and blame it on us, our people will be there within minutes to document it, and we'll jack you upside the head politically, and that false flag will blow up in your face. We're not playing games. Humans that want renaissance and empowerment and true libertarian ideas, true diversity, true classical liberalism of live and let live, but you don't tell me how to live. You don't tell me how to raise my kids. You don't get all my money. You don't run my life. You get out of my life. Worldwide, that's what's popular. It's always been popular. And all you collectivists and the big corporations that set you up in power and try to turn us into dumbasses, excuse my French, you figured out having a bunch of drooling followers that can't tie their shoelaces and don't know what planet they're on, you might as well not have followers to begin with because you can't even get their lazy butts to go vote for free stuff. That's how lazy they are. So slowly but surely, the elite itself that isn't pure evil, I'm saying elite that isn't pure evil, there is pure evil there, but the ones that aren't pure evil are realizing this is really a destructive system, and it doesn't feel good to them inside to be part of a fraud. They want to build people up. So at the grassroots and at the top, we're hitting bottom. The whole system's beginning culturally to hit bottom, and folks are looking for alternatives, and they don't think it comes from Che Guevara, the hardcore racist against Hispanics. They know it doesn't come from aborting their black babies. They know it doesn't come from going and beating an old white man over the head with a hammer in St. Louis, and the media covers it up. It doesn't work anymore. People want freedom. They want prosperity. They want health. They want a future. They want goals. They want to build space colonies. and undersea colonies. They want to explore. When they die, they want to know they handed the baton forward to another generation to do something even greater. Now, when we come back, one of the most devastating reports ever on the secret plan murdering veterans currently.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Last night in Little Rock. Put me in a haze. Pretty, pretty Connie was doing her.
She had the whole show, and that's a natural fact.
What you talking about there? Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the nightly news, 7 o'clock tonight, for at least 3 hours live, before, during, and after Mystery Science Theater, because Obama is fiction. We'll be breaking down the commander and fraud up there pushing his garbage agenda. Then, coming up in 30 minutes, generals conclude Obama-backed Al-Qaeda. WorldNet Daily, report in depth. Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us coming up. Now, this next report is the first report of several of an investigative in-depth breakdown. We also dramatize some of how this IBM computer system operates. But this came out at nextgov.com. That's one of the big sites that just tracks government operations, government contracts. Got no attention because the big, huge things are hidden in plain view like flatulence in church. No one quite knows where it came from. It just stinks. And then by the time people notice it's all over, you move on to the next abhorrent activity. Now, we began reporting last year when, and everybody saw it on the news, it was big national news, we covered it as well, that they had death panels, young, old, male, female, black, white, doesn't matter, veterans being put on secret death lists, not being given health care. And we told you, folks, it's system-wide, it's not just rogue people. This is authorized. This is how death panels work. This is how healthcare works in Europe. You got lung cancer, it's operable. They don't give you surgery, you die. You got brain cancer, it's operable, you don't get surgery. You need a knee worked on, they give you painkillers. Joe Biggs has been trying for years to get healthcare. He's got purple hearts, the whole nine yards, can't get it because he's on a death list. Joe Biggs has done a report on this. We're going to do other reports on it. VA turns to IBM Watson to improve veteran care. They said, oh, instead of humans deciding how to ration care, when the VA has a bigger budget all the time, we are going to have the computer do it. Well, this report gets into that. IBM started with race mixing study computers to decide how to control blacks on welfare and how to give them a limited amount in New York, 1925. Then Hitler used the machines. Watson was one of the biggest Hitler supporters. He had technicians in the death camps running them. The machines with the tattoo number you put in them decided how long you were worked, what you were fed, if you were killed right away. They put your measurements, your weight into the machine. They even call the new computer over the vets that will decide who to give care and who not to. So no humans have to feel bad now on the panels. The computer decides, so it's high tech, who dies. So this is a robot killer brain called Watson, because they know the public doesn't know how sick this is. The IBM Watson Hollerith machine is what it's called. Well, Watson's back. And this time it's going to decide off your Social Security number and your military ID when to cap your butt. Let's go to this video report with Joe Biggs. Then Anthony Gucciardi joins us with breaking news. Stay with us. Here is the shocking report. Spread this to everyone. We're going to post the video at InfoWars.com in the next 20 minutes. Get it out to everybody.
In focus. And three, two, one.
Tonight, IBM, friend or foe? IBM has been announced as the winner of a long-term VA contract to modernize the electronic health records management system for the embattled VA. IBM will utilize the latest technology to provide up-to-the-minute care for veterans all across this great country. The VA released a statement, "We are serious about health of our nation's heroes and are sparing no expense to update, modernize, and create an efficient system to diagnose and provide real-time health care solutions for those who have served our country." We thank IBM, a company that has a long history providing cutting-edge information technology solutions, for stepping in and providing leadership and experience that will be valuable to our country and save taxpayers money. Hold on. This isn't who we are. No. Give me those freaking cue cards, man. Ah. You know what? You know what's going to happen with this? You know what the implications are of this Watson program that's going to come up? It's a computer that they're going to use to replace the doctors at the VA to do the death panels that have been going on to help take away human emotion from making those decisions. This is something that's got to change. This is ridiculous. And I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com, and I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm standing outside of the Veterans Affairs Center in Austin, Texas. This will be the proving ground for IBM's brand new technology, Watson. Now, what that is a supercomputer that will have all of your medical records, admin records, and many other things downloaded into it. They want to use this machine to replace the doctors that have had death panels going on at the VA for years now. Newly released documents expose more explicitly the details of IBM's pivotal role in the Holocaust. All six phases, identification, expulsion from society, confiscation, ghettoization, deportation, and even extermination. Moreover, the documents portray with crystal clarity the personal involvement and micromanagement of IBM President Thomas J. Watson and the company's co-planning and co-organizing of Hitler's campaign to destroy the Jews. Why is the Department of Veterans Affairs awarding IBM with a large contract to bring in Watson, a new technology that will be used to replace doctors in an already failing VA health system? Why are they naming it after Thomas J. Watson, the founder and president of IBM? Did you know this man was responsible for making the machines that created punch cards with a coding system to label and eventually kill thousands of Jews? This machine would generate codes to be tattooed on prisoners in Hitler's concentration camps. This man committed genocide by any standard, and IBM and the VA want to throw it in our face clear as day and name it after that monster. If this doesn't piss you off, I don't know what will. Hitler was so impressed with what Watson had done for the Third Reich that he awarded him with a special award, created specifically for the occasion, to honor extraordinary service by a foreigner. The medal was the Order of the German Eagle with Star, bedecked with swastikas, and was to be worn on a sash over Watson's cold, dead heart. Why do they want to put a machine in charge of your health, you might ask yourself? They do it so this pre-programmed evil robot can make the life or death decisions about you, the veteran, instead of the doctors that have received so much flack from the VA scandal over the last year. This helps take human emotions away and also allows the medical personnel to use Watson as a scapegoat should any problems arise, like death. Watson will be a new form of medical AI technology used to run the death panels already in place at the VA. How soon will it be until this technology moves over into civilian healthcare? Will you be a victim of Watson's wrath? This is also happening in another area of the government. They now want to replace humans that fly drones and make them fully autonomous. And many pilots were also claiming PTSD. Once you take the human aspect out of dealing with healthcare and war, things become even more evil. Who is going to check the morals of the men and women who program these machines? How do we know the machines will be told to act ethical and make the right decisions? Well, there you have it. That is the new Watson technology that's going to run the death panels at the already failing VA healthcare system. Now I have a vision of how this Watson technology will be implemented when you walk into the VA. Let's go in here and take a look.
Next.
You're a radio listener. They barcode them, take them in, and basically disintegrate them.
All right. Watson has determined you need to step in the medical chamber, so go ahead.
But instead, they just let you go home and die, so it's okay. But they're actually vaporizing you, people get up in arms. These are death panels. What's going on? But we care about our veterans so much. He actually looks like one of those hippie Grizzly Adams type doctors they have that want to exterminate everybody. I'm
Next.
Joking. All right, that report is powerful. Joe Biggs has been here less than a year. He's doing a fabulous job. And that's what it is. It's a computer to decide how to ration care. And under Obamacare, now computers are telling doctors everywhere, even into smaller clinics, what they can and can't do. I mean, this is getting humans out of the decision-making process. Already the drones are converting to autonomous where they're just programmed and humans aren't involved. Oh, humans have a problem killing people with the drones? We'll just get humans out of there. We're building a world where we're not needed, and the globalists admit that's the plan. It's not just, hey, we can see where this goes. It's dangerous. It's a plan. That video is going up on Infowars.com. in the next 15 minutes or so. We'll tweet it at Real Alex Jones. Now, Anthony Gucciardi's with us in the next segment, a little bit into the next before Dr. Corsi joins us. You've got a lot of breaking health news. Give us a few of the stories that are coming up. We're going to break in 30 seconds.
Well, it's absolutely essential to understand that the flu season is coming. It's one of the worst in recent history, and here's what we can do about it, and here's what not to do about it in every single way possible.
Mention a few of those articles. You've got a bunch.
Flu season, worse in recent history. MSNBC says your 2015 flu shot won't save you, and where the pandemic is worse, where it's spreading, and what it's going to turn into. They're not talking.
We'll break that down on the other side with Anthony Gucciardi, one of our health news reporters. He also heads up StoryLeak.com and Natural Society. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are our main sites. I'm your host, Alex Jones. More breaking, hardcore, no compromise, liberty-based truth media straight ahead. Stay with us.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Thank you.
independent newspaper, and they hope he doesn't die. That is the actor that plays the 7-foot-tall bipedal gorilla creature that is more real than Barack Obama saying he wants to save the middle class in his stupid speech coming up tonight. Anthony, go over these headlines. I mean, last year was a record bad of mystery illness and deaths. Now it's even worse. We had Dr. Groupim leaving mainline headlines that the flu and other mystery illnesses are tied directly to the flu vaccine. And they admit again, doesn't protect you like every year, but the idiots go out and get the shot. Anthony Gucciardi.
Last year, we know there was a lot of mystery illness, and I do want to talk about pneumonia because it affected you personally. I had it as well, but it affected your family and everything.
It took me until I did heroic amounts of silver. I couldn't get rid of it.
Yeah, you know, for me, I didn't even full-fledged get it. I felt it coming on. I felt the sickness happening, and I knew what to do right away to stop it with silver and everything like that.
Yeah, you were guzzling silver.
Yes, but so this year is on record now one of the worst in recent history, if not the worst. And if we look at the flu charts, it's just off the record, off the charts. Austin, Dallas, you name it, all of Texas.
It's always hitting the South in Texas.
It's hitting everywhere. But what's interesting is they lump all of these different illnesses into what they categorized as the flu. So it could also be a bunch of other things, a bunch of mystery illnesses. And then everyone goes out and they get their flu shot for the flu and for whatever they have, even for pneumonia.
Then that lowers immunity in the regular flu spread.
Exactly. And my thing here is that MSNBC, Morning Joe, this is their post. Their featured post, your 2015 flu shot probably isn't working. This year's flu vaccine is only 23% effective. And by the way, the 23% number is from the blogs like WebMD that are heavily subsidized.
And by the way, that's because some people are getting a type of flu, but a different variant of one of the ones it covers. But it doesn't even cover that because it's not the right mutation. It's bull on top of bull.
It never works, ever. And this is just mainline WebMD, Big Pharma-backed numbers saying it's 23% effective, which is still garbage. And then, of course, it has antibiotics and hormones and just pig feces and stuff like that. But anyway.
Why are you racist against pig feces?
I am racist against pig feces, and I do not want to inject it in my bloodstream along with antibiotics.
Call the Southern Poverty Law Center in ADL. He does not want to have pig crap injected into it.
And I actually have.
Or dead fetal cells. Now you're against killing babies. Even more racist.
You know what's the most racist, though, is I'm going to offer solutions. I'm going to offer.
Oh, no, don't do that. Seriously, folks, we've had this for 3 months in a limited supply. We are doing, again, a discounted type product line called Right Side that Anthony and I and Dr. Group and others came up with. And this is well-known ancient defense herbal immunity complex that is well-known ancient herbs, purified, organic, concentrated. But we cut out the ones that are super expensive, so it's affordable. A similar formula is up to $39, $35 when it's discounted. This is $19.95, but out of the gates, we're offering Ancient Defense for 2 weeks or while supplies last for $14.95. No one can offer something like that. It is a big bottle of it. I've been giving it to my children every day. I've been taking it every day. Amazing. Haven't got sick yet. Anthony, tell folks what's in Ancient Defense.
And if you're going to get this at a brick-and-mortar store like Whole Foods, it would be easily $60. So what we do is we source the highest quality.
Yeah, we're being conservative when we say 35 to 40.
Yes. We bring it in. We sell it at the lowest possible prices. You actually wanted to discount it before we went on air today from $19.95 to $14.95.
That was already a really good deal.
Yes.
But I just said, no, I want to give people the very best deal because it's good karma. It's good mojo.
No, it is.
I'm obsessed with that because it absolutely works. It's true. And I'm not doing it for the right reason, too. I want people to get this and to battle against all this garbage that's out there.
Well, that's why we call it Right Side. So in my mind, and as we talked about, you know, there's two ways you can approach your health. There is the right side,
it's so good.
Organic based, healing yourself. And then there's, of course, going in and getting injected with hormones and antibiotics. And, you know, we're not saying that these two are comparable on the same level. It's totally different. You're taking your health into your own hands with this. This is being on the right side of your health. I do want to go through some studies when we have some time here because they're really powerful. There's 400 different pieces from PubMed, which is the National Library of Medicine from Congress, that are showing some of the ingredients that we've used and cultivated.
This is concentrated elderberry, ginger root, echinacea. That's only three of how many ingredients?
Numerous.
There's maybe like 20.
What we did is we've remanufactured so many different times with these formulas. We've gone back and forth like, 35 times now and found the best because we could find certain organic ingredients. And let's say they're from India, right? And they're super clean, ultra pure tested. And we'd say, well, that would make it $50, right? And we'd find something comparable that's just as good with all the research from PubMed. And that's why we've made such a
deal. Yeah, this is a discount brand line we're coming out with. I mean, take DNA Force. It's a super nutrimedical at about a third the price it should be. Comparables are $600. This is $140. or our Nason iodine's already pretty discounted, but it's $29.95. I mean, we're just coming out with a discount line that is the very best stuff we can get for the price and that has incredible bang for the buck. And the small profit we make funds the operation. So win, win, win. High quality product, boosts your immunity, really good for your body. InfoWarsLife.com. Or you can simply call toll free 888-253-3139. We're going to come back, hit a few of these studies, and then go to Dr. Jerome Corsi on top military brass saying, yes, Obama is behind Al-Qaeda. This is
We're
huge.
On the march.
It's huge.
The empire.
That they would have the courage.
Run.
Come out with us.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The article is on InfoWars.com. We're linked to the full article at WorldNetDaily.com, WND.com. Generals conclude Obama-backed Al-Qaeda. Dr. Jerome Corsi of WorldNet Daily, best-selling author and researcher, came on short notice. He's only with us for about 15 minutes. We're going to him in just a moment to break this down. Our military knows what's going on. This is a big deal. This could bring down the system. The military concludes in this article with sources that there's basically a coup in the government, and they're actually planning to turn much of the world over to radical Islamists with Saudi Arabia. And we know this is happening through Kenya. It's just unbelievable. We're going to talk about this in just a moment. Then in the final segment, Anthony Gucciardi will be back. But before we go to Dr. Corsi, finish up mentioning those studies on what ancient defense compounds, the compounds that are based on organic systems in ancient defense, do for people. Versus the flu shot, they admit, doesn't protect you from the flu, ends up lowering your immune system, giving you the flu, when sunshine and vitamin C on records better than that. I mean, it's kind of like St. John's warts and all these studies is better than Prozac, but they won't tell people that it's what your body already needs. And it's available at InfoWarsLife.com. It's what I'm taking, what my children are taking, and it's discounted. This new right side ancient defense from InfoWarsLife.com herbal immunity complex. I'm really proud of this. We could easily sell it for $40. That's what the competitors are more. $14.95, not compromising. Highest quality, InfoWarsLife.com.
About the flu shot, you talk about Prozac. They knew for decades it caused suicide. Professors from Harvard spoke out. We're going to talk about natural alternatives. I'm going to highlight the exact key components that you need, some of which are also in herbal ancient defense, herbal resistance immunity complex that we've developed. But specifically, just a few studies we're going to talk about real quick that we're going to go into. Elderberry appears to be safe and effective treatment for influenza A and B. Elderberry significantly reduces the duration of infection from influenza in a safe manner. Again, this is all public, National Library of Medicine, Congress, PubMed studies. Elderberry stimulates production of the healthy immune system to fight off viral infection. No vaccine needed. Elderberry flavonoids bind to and prevent H1N1 infection. Ginger, we'll get into as well. Ginger supplementation is an effective treatment for type 2 diabetes and also aids in pregnancy, HIV.
All of this is in here, concentrated, highest quality. We can keep the price low because a few things that are fancy aren't in there, but it's got like 20 ingredients, concentrated. It's over the top, InfoWarsLife.com. We'll talk about all this and show those studies and detail them in the final segment. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
Stay there because you may have some comments as one of our journalists for Dr. Corsi. Dr. Corsi of WorldNetDaily.com, WND.com, joins us, no stranger to this broadcast. One of the most important articles he's ever done, in my view, is on the site. Generals conclude Obama-backed Al-Qaeda. He's been to Kenya. He's been to Egypt. Everything he's been saying here for years keeps coming out in mainstream news. Washington Times says how Obama arms Al-Qaeda. So this is really starting to come out. But what the high-level brass and former brass are saying, and ambassadors and others are saying, is that this appears to be a complete realignment. So to break this down is Dr. Corsi. You've got the floor, sir, for the next 14 minutes before we go to break. Please give us a special report on what's happening. Please give us a briefing.
Well, Alex, I've been interviewing a lot of the members of this Citizens Commission on Benghazi, which include really top admirals and generals who are very aware, and some of them involved in the situation in Benghazi when the attack was occurring on 9/11 in 2012. What it is the case is they proved that a decision was made by the Obama administration really about 2011, in March 2011, that we were going to switch sides in the war on terror and that we were going to have support of the Al-Qaeda-affiliated militia in Libya that we know to be under the political control of the Muslim Brotherhood, and that we, in fact, and I detail in the article the evidence that supports this, established Christopher Stevens as our first envoy to Al-Qaeda, and his mission, what he was doing in Al-Qaeda, was running a fast and furious gun operation, bringing weapons in from Eastern Europe through Qatar and getting them into the Al-Qaeda-affiliated militia in Libya in order to overthrow Gaddafi. I mean, that's remarkable. We were funding, providing weapons to, established Benghazi as our special diplomatic compound operating posts right next to the CIA annex from which Ambassador Chris Stevens, before he was ambassador, he came in a cargo ship. This is 2011, was running guns unbeknownst to the American people into our new allies, which are the Al-Qaeda militia in Libya. That was the Obama administration decision, and the policy follows from there. It's fundamental that listeners understand that Obama changed sides in the war on terror and decided that we would ally with al-Qaeda to bring down Gaddafi in Libya. I mean, it's shocking, to be absolutely honest with you. It's shocking.
Now, you could talk for 10 hours on this, but condensing it down, you had this intel years ago. I confirmed it with Colonel Schaefer and others on the inside that have been in Congress in these briefings that are classified, that your analysis is dead on. They know that 95% of the fighters in Syria are al-Qaeda, so they had them change the name to ISIS to confuse the public. From your intel, is this really another bait and switch now where they claim that the U.S. and NATO and Turkey are allied with Iran against Saudi Arabia and al-Qaeda, or is it another double cross where they're really still arming al-Qaeda as the Iraqi government is saying they've caught them doing? Because every indicator I see is they're attempting to look like they're doing both, but that they're not really engaged in real strikes against al-Qaeda, and that this is a triple cross.
Well, in the series of stories that I'm writing, I've interviewed former CIA operatives who make it clear that we're playing both sides. We're playing both encouraging Iran to enter as our supposed allies to defeat ISIS, while at the same time, what Christopher Stevens was doing at the time of his death was diverting weapons from Libya through Turkey to al-Qaeda groups fighting Assad. Many of those al-Qaeda groups became ISIS. And it's fundamental to understand that we, in a sense, created ISIS and provided the weaponry and the funding through Libya in order to keep ISIS going, to have them grow. And now we're encouraging Iran to come into the conflict to defeat ISIS. I mean, it's the CIA playing both sides against the middle. But in this, Obama has gone completely onto the other side. He's now supporting al-Qaeda. He's supporting the Muslim Brotherhood. He's supporting the Shiites in Iran, even though they're developing nuclear weapons that they could potentially use against Israel.
Okay, so to be clear, what you're getting at is
with our enemies.
I understand. So it's not he's either on the side of the Wahhabists or he's on the side of the Shiites. Are you saying that beneath the surface, this is really allying with the Muslims, period, whether they be Shiite or Sunni, and that this is a master plan to turn Africa, the Middle East, and much of Central Asia over to them?
Into a radical Islamic hotbed. That's correct. I agree with that. That's what I'm saying.
So they don't care now. It's fun to everybody who's radical.
We're no longer fighting radical Islamic terrorism. We're funding it and arming it.
And is that why starting in 2011, Big Sis came out and said, we're no longer worried about Islamic terror. We're only focused on Tea Party and gun owners?
Right, because the White House has abandoned the idea that there is Islamic terror, except maybe for some hotheads that do a deed that becomes a little bit too obnoxious. So Obama wants to be able to distance himself from the particular ones he doesn't like. But we're still supporting radical Islamic terrorism, and the administration will not say our enemy is radical Islamic extremism.
Well, I had Ahmad Salam on, who's a big FBI informant and former colonel, right, in the Egyptian military, very respected. Even the New York Times says his credentials are impeccable. Yes. He said your analysis is dead on, and yes, that from his sources in intelligence, they're totally freaked out in Egypt that our government is trying to overthrow Egypt and destabilize the whole Middle East. He said exactly what you just said.
Right.
You quote high-level officers in your article, yes, concurring, this is really scary. Then you add that with the war on brass that aren't traitors. What's the master end game out of this, A, and B, how is it going for them then in this turn the world over to radical Muslims operation?
Well, I'm only partway through the series of articles, but what I'm going to develop and have been developing is that Obama has completely switched. We are now embracing radical Islamic terrorism. We're destabilizing all of North Africa. We're destabilizing Iraq. We're allowing Iran to come into influence in Iraq. This is extending over to Hezbollah. I mean, soon I think you're going to find a regional war involving Hezbollah, even potentially Hezbollah joining with Iran against Israel. This could all
You now see out. France and others lining up against Israel, and even if people
France will not support Israel. France will be on the side of the radical Islamic terrorists, too. I mean, they're appeasing right now. France is the radical Islamicists, and Obama is at the center of this duplicity because he's not come out and told the American people that we've Al-Qaeda is no longer our enemy. We're sided with Al-Qaeda. We've funded Al-Qaeda. We've armed Al-Qaeda. This is what Chris Stevens was doing. This was the whole plan. We supported the Muslim Brotherhood. El-Sisi in Egypt right now, as soon as he came into power, Obama quit funding him. Obama, you know, El-Sisi has called out Obama and said Obama has supported the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a going back to World War II, and the
Nazis.
Muslim Brotherhood not signed with Hitler. They've been a radical Islamic destabilizing force determined to destroy Israel and then to destroy the United States. And our White House, our CIA, our State Department under Hillary Clinton have all embraced supporting Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, by the way, Dr. Corsi, I would hear you say this, and you weren't going this far 6 years ago because it hadn't happened yet, but you were warning of this, and I would debate you and say, come on, they want to get radical Islam out of control as an excuse to have no-bid contracts and keep some wars going. But no, you were right. This is a plan to turn it loose and to take over much of the world, and anybody that stands in the way of it is attacked. But, I mean, I criticize some of the elements in Israel. I'm not an Israel firster. I'm an American. I don't like some of the lobbying Israel does here in the U.S. I don't like any country doing that. I don't like China doing that, telling Hollywood what to do. But that said, think about really putting radical Muslims in charge to overthrow every moderate government, and Assad's moderate compared to them, or Egypt's moderate compared. What is the point? It's so evil to be backing these people and so bold, and then you pull back. Israel has been supporting in the Golan Heights some of the Syrian army, the Free Syrian Army as well. So even Israel, to a certain extent, has been going along with this. I mean, how do you square that? I mean, this is bizarre.
Well, you first of all, you can't make deals with radical Islam and have it turn out the way you want it to turn out. They have their own agenda. Their own agenda is basically a totalitarian political objective to crush everyone, all of the religions, and take over the world for radical Islam and Sharia law. What we're going to find, what you're going to see, my article tomorrow, I've just completed it today, is going to be that we rejected the Obama White House and the Hillary Clinton State Department. You had in Libya, Gaddafi was ready to abdicate. And the negotiations were going on for him to end.
That's right.
And the Obama White House said no, and within days, Obama signed an order authorizing the CIA to support and fund and arm the Al-Qaeda-affiliated militia in Libya, knowing that they were Muslim Brotherhood-controlled politically.
And you're getting this from high-level military sources.
Absolutely.
If you go back to the time, he'd invested billions in France. The word was he was planning to move to France, a really smart move. He let Western governments in. Their answer was double-crossing, put Al-Qaeda in, and now they admit Libya is a totally failed state and is now a jihad center to invade all of Africa.
And I've been in touch for years with the tribal leaders who have left Libya and are trying to get the country back. They're working out of Egypt. I've been reporting on them. Libya has been totally destabilized. It's been controlled right now by warring militias that are Al-Qaeda dominated. Muslim Brotherhood is in there. The tribes are trying to win back their freedom. They're trying to get their country back.
Let's be clear. The indigenous people are working with Egyptian intelligence to try to kick Al-Qaeda out, and our government supporting them. I mean, that is so evil.
So what we're doing, we're supporting the bad guy. We're supporting Al-Qaeda. We are supporting the Muslim Brotherhood. We are arming the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda. We're destabilizing all of the Middle East. We're overthrowing stable, maybe evil, but stable leaders like Mubarak in Egypt in favor of Morsi, Muslim Brotherhood, in favor of, deposing Gaddafi and putting in force these Muslim radical jihadist militia that are Al-Qaeda dominated. operating in Libya under the Al-Qaeda flag. We are Al-Qaeda in the White House and the State Department. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama are Al-Qaeda in Libya.
How is it going for them? How is Obama doing? What do you expect them to pull next?
Well, I think it's a disaster. I mean, the whole thing is just a complete chaos. It's just it's degenerating into a massive chaos. I'm not sure. You know, the next things I'm going to be reporting, which I think you're going to find, you know, also I'm also documenting the Muslim Brotherhood and dominance and movement into the U.S. government. I mean, at policy levels in the White House, this is not a small movement. It has been going on since Obama was elected. Obama, as I pointed out when I wrote the Obama Nation back in 2008, when Obama first came on the scene, he was affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood and the radical jihadists in Chicago.
This is a revolution. Open the borders, flood us. I mean, this is the communist roots. I just can't believe that the establishment is backing this. This is extremely dangerous. If I was a top billionaire, I mean, I wouldn't want to do this. This would endanger my wealth, my children. I mean, this is the elite in control of the West, and they're breaking it because they hate the Renaissance values. Their totalitarian instincts are insane, Dr. Corsi.
Yeah, they would like the 14th century returned. And, the information I'm getting now increasingly is the group of generals, the admirals, the intelligence people, the former special forces people who are trying to bring to the American people the duplicity, if not outright treason, of the White House and Hillary Clinton in not explaining to the American people that we switched sides in the war on terror and joined the bad guys. We became Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is us.
I get chills. Dr. Corsi, your report, we list all the generals and top people and members of Congress saying this. The good news is this is coming out. It's just so hard to believe people have trouble, but it's there. And we'll talk to you again hopefully next week to get us an update when you finish this group of reports. Amazing journalism. You deserve the Pulitzer Prize. Thank you so much, Dr. Corsi.
A great pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much, Alex.
WND.com or Infowars.com. We'll come back and talk about this more and talk about ways to defend against the flu. Thank you, Dr. Corsi.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Here's when we finish up this report with Anthony Gucciardi, because it's so important. And I just promote and sell what I believe in. I personally don't take the flu shot, so I then go out and try to boost my immune system and my children's immune system to deal with it and the pneumonia and other viruses under bacteria. I try to stay out of hospitals. If I do go to a clinic, I want to go to new, clean ones so that I don't get sick from sick people. This comes from physicians' advice, by the way. Just briefly finishing up the last talk, the larger geopolitical stratagem of the central banks is to build up radical Islam, turn it loose, let it take over a lot of the world, then battle it on the fringes to consolidate power and take liberties here, on the fringes of the Islamic radical jihad empire. That really is happening. I didn't believe it. I was wrong. It's something I didn't foresee. I couldn't believe the elite were that unstable. I mean, I knew they would toy with it and build up some groups, but they're really going offensively. They're going to hold the West hostage with the Stinger missiles, you name it. Because the globalists couldn't even beat the jihadis they helped create in Iraq and in Pakistan, and had drones bombing them that they knew was actually getting them recruits. They were building up this giant army of resentment to actually give them part of the world. And just like Hitler and Stalin divided Poland, or the Warsaw Pact. I mean, they are just dividing different parts of the world right now. And when they're done, there'll be a bunch of new wars, a lot of liberties lost, a lot of veterans, their arms and legs blown off. Really makes me sick. But when we came out with Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex, again, I said, I want a line of things where, my goodness, we buy such incredibly high-quality products, such exotic stuff. Some of this stuff's high-end. Aren't there a lot of things that are just staples that we can get high-quality concentrate and then discount to give people a low-cost alternative? We have this newscast with a nurse. We'll play a clip saying, oh, the flu shot doesn't help you, but go ahead and get one. Now, that's admitted from the CDC as well, but this is the cult-like attitude. It doesn't help you. In fact, it lowers your immunity and lets you get the regular flu. Three flu shots doubles your chances of getting Alzheimer's. That's a major study. This isn't a game. Let's go ahead and go to this newscast clip. Here it is.
Strain H3N2, which does not happen to be an exact match to the immunization. Now, having said that, it still is important to get the immunization for a number of reasons.
KOTA.
The immunity that you build from the shot, there is some cross protection, even though it's not an exact match.
That's horse crap. That's on KOTA News. And so now, it's not an exact match, but no, it doesn't help you. It has to be an exact match. They've never done it. It's pure malarkey. But these nurses are forced to take it, so I guess now she's a virologist. Now, we've interviewed the virologist and the epidemiologist. She's going to tell us what to believe. She looks like she's taking a few herself. Anthony Gucciardi, tell us about the studies and give us your take on that.
It's funny, we were just talking about Al-Qaeda because this ties into it. We're dealing with a government that armed the Syrian rebels that went around killing Christians, just cutting their heads off in public
square. Hundreds of thousands.
Screaming, literally bathing in their blood.
Eating hearts.
And Obama, Reuters reported this, was doing it by executive order since 2011 and before that, before they even released it and started justifying it, knowing that these weapons were doing that.
They started the war.
Public squares decapitating 20-plus Christians, bathing in their blood on a jihad to kill all of them. That is what we're supporting. And then we wonder why our government isn't telling us about natural alternatives for the flu. We're wondering why they're pushing the vaccine on us. This government, many elements of it, obviously there's various elements. When you go to the low level, you're not going to experience
this government hates
does
us.
Does not care about us, and in fact hates us. So it's up to us to control our own health and to look at these studies. I mean, why would they you know, push down these studies such as elderberry significantly reduces the duration of infection?
Stay there. I'm going to give you the floor in the next 5-minute segment. Some stations don't carry it. Infowars.com/show. There'll be a free feed out tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Extended live coverage of the state of the BS from the Goblin-in-Chief, Barack Hussein, the long-legged Mac Daddy Obama. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
This is Communications Radio Network.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical-grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3133.